Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos's rocket company, Blue Origin, successfully completed a huge milestone yesterday. The company launched a rocket into space, which then returned to Earth and landed ever so gently on the ground. The company also made a cinematic marketing video. Let's take a look at their video. And so we're looking at the launch facility. A bunch of trained and licensed professionals getting this thing ready for launch. Wearing appropriate protective gear.
Forward fin check good. Aft fin check good.
So this is a pretty small rocket compared to some of the gigantic rockets that have gone into space recently.
Nine.
There's Jeff Bezos in the control room.
Seven, six, five.
Now, this isn't owned by Amazon.com. This is owned by Jeff Bezos himself.
Ignition and liftoff.
Now, this video begins and ends, I'll give you a preview here, with actual footage of the launch and the landing. And in between is a little infomercial for the one of the businesses that they're going to be looking at for these rockets. Which, by the way, they intend to commercialize within 2 years.
PM confirms separation.
Okay, so the separation, so the very end of this rocket, which looks like a... What does it look like? It's like a little dome. Yeah, a little capsule thing. Is in space. People are kind of looking out the window. It's got lots of windows. Great view. And it says a life-changing adventure is coming soon. That's we're going to be talking about that life-changing adventure in just a minute.
Touchdown.
Okay, so the actual capsule comes down with a with parachutes and lands on the ground. And now the rocket that boosted the capsule into space is coming down in reverse, and it's basically igniting its thrusters. It's kind of weaving back and forth a little bit.
LGS deploy.
That music is not actually coming from the rocket.
50 feet, 7 feet per second.
And it lands. And then we're going to get multiple views of the landing here. And you can keep playing that, Jason. We're going to go ahead and introduce our guest today. John Wenz wrote about the event for Popular Mechanics and joins us now. John Wenz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Mike.
Appreciate it. Now, why is landing a rocket like this such a big deal?
Because it can usher in an age of reusability in rockets, which is something that has been absent in the time in which we've been launching rockets, you know, since the 50s and 60s, or even actually managing to get them up into space and get them up into orbit. We've never had a reusable rocket. We've had reusable rocket parts, but never a full-scale first-stage reusability. And so this is a big deal that Blue Origins has accomplished this, because SpaceX has been trying for years. And they've managed to do some landings with their Grasshopper rockets, but it's never been a full suborbital flight. The Blue Origins rocket is not one that will go into full orbit. It's, you know, as you can see from the video, it's a demonstration of just kind of going up on a parabolic arc, releasing the capsule comes back down, but the rocket itself comes back down as well.
And why does Jeff Bezos want a space program? Like, what's the business he's in here? Where's the gain?
You know, that's almost as mysterious as Blue Origins. It just kind of seems to keep coming up when he has the accomplishments, but the company's still kind of under a veil of secrecy, so it's hard to tell exactly what their game plan is. They have one foot in space tourism and trying to be kind of a Virgin Galactic style flight, while they also have another arm of their industry in, you know, the United Launch Alliance rockets, trying to replace the Russian boosters that can no longer be used because of, you know, international embargoes against Russia. And so it seems to be a kind of a chameleon-like space business, wherein he has one foot within space tourism, but he's also, you know, doing these other kinds of launches that have to do with heavier lift and satellites and, you know, potential crew missions. So it's kind of this strange mixture of what he's out there trying to do.
Now, the company has intimated that they could be in commercial use within 2 years. If we assume that there are two businesses here, one of them is ferrying supplies and or astronauts to the space station, the other one is space tourism, where I assume, if that video is an indication, they're going to blast tourists into a, you know, 60 miles up or whatever, and then come and then they can land again with the parachutes. Which of those businesses is harder? Which of those two businesses is most likely to be in play within 2 years?
I think that within 2 years, we're more going to see the components of rockets that are going to build as part of the United Launch Alliance's Vulcan rocket, where that's going to be an easier sell because they're building one part of a larger system. And the United Launch Alliance is, you know, Lockheed and Boeing working together. So there are other parts, and they're just fulfilling the role of a manufacturer that can no longer be used that was intended for this rocket. But it's going to be a harder sell for a system that is a little more standalone. That, you know, the rocket scene there is all just Blue Origin. That's what they're doing. They're doing this rocket. They're taking it up on the parabolic arc. The capsule's coming back down. And while there's been a lot of talk of space tourism and some variations of it that have actually taken place, you know, there's been visitors who have bought a seat on a Soyuz rocket. We've yet to see a full-scale deployment of it from a private company aboard their private rockets in a private vehicle. So that's going to be, I think, a little bit of the tougher sell just because we're not there yet. And there were some significant setbacks with the Virgin Galactic crash of last year.
And there was another milestone yesterday. We saw the first tweet from the same Jeff Bezos. What was he tweeting about? And what do you expect from him on Twitter?
I have no idea what to expect from him on Twitter until he has had the account for 7 years. This is his first tweet. I made a joke that I think he just had an egg avatar until yesterday, probably. So I have no idea what we're going to be able to expect out of him on social media, if this is something that can be used. But I mean, I know this morning I checked and he had something around 3,000 followers. I checked probably an hour or two ago and it was up to like 13,000 followers. So we'll see if he actually capitalizes on that, but I don't think he's in a position that he necessarily needs to. So it may just be another pipeline for his successes, whether it's in Amazon, whether it's in Blue Origin, whatever it may be. It may just be, you know, kind of quick cryptic announcements, just like the one tweet he's posted so far that was the link to this successful test flight.
What a mic-dropping moment, though. His first ever tweet is like, oh, I just did something NASA can't do. So I'll be back again with another tweet when I cure cancer. So yeah, very cool. What an ego on this guy. But he's doing some great work, so I'm all for it. He also owns the Washington Post, by the way. And he's doing a lot with his billions. John Wenz is at popularmechanics.com, and you can find him on Twitter at John Wenz. Wenz is spelled W-E-N-Z. John, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.